Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of The Beginner's Guide to AI with me, Professor Gebhardt, from the vibrant offices of Argo.Berlin. Today's journey through the intricate world of artificial intelligence takes a slightly different turn. We're delving into a scenario that's as complex as it is critical, the potential economic effects on AI of a Taiwan-China war. This topic is not only timely, but laden with consequences for the global AI landscape. Imagine a world where the steady stream of advanced technology we've come to rely on suddenly slows to a trickle. That's the reality we could face if tensions escalate into conflict in one of the world's most vital regions for semiconductor production. Our discussion will unfold across several layers, starting with an exploration of the current state of affairs. Taiwan, known for its pivotal role in the semiconductor industry, is the bedrock upon which the global AI development stands. Semiconductors are the lifeblood of AI systems, powering everything from the most basic smart devices to the most complex computational frameworks that make AI possible. Now, picture this intricate web of technology and innovation under threat. The ripple effects of a military engagement between China and Taiwan could extend far beyond the immediate geopolitical landscape, casting long shadows over the future of AI. As we navigate through this episode, we'll peel back the layers of how a disruption in the semiconductor supply chain could stall AI progress across various sectors. From healthcare innovations relying on AI-driven diagnostics to autonomous vehicles and beyond, the stakes are immeasurably high. Moreover, the escalation of a US-China tech cold war in the wake of conflict could further fracture the global AI research community, hampering collaboration and talent exchange essential for breakthroughs in AI technology. Yet, in the shadow of crisis lies opportunity. The pressures of wartime have historically accelerated technological adoption and innovation. In this context, AI could see new levels of investment and application, particularly in military and strategic capacities. As governments recognize AI's potential as a tool for national security and strategic advantage, we could witness a surge in state-backed AI projects aimed at bolstering defense and surveillance capabilities. This episode is a contemplation of possibilities, a discussion on the precipice of what could be one of the most significant challenges and transformations for the global AI community. Stay with us as we explore the depths of this topic, dissecting the intricacies and implications of a Taiwan-China conflict on the future of AI. It's a conversation that's as relevant as it is riveting, and we're just getting started. Diving into the heart of our discussion today, we're examining a complex and pivotal issue, the economic effects on AI in the wake of a potential Taiwan-China war. Understanding this requires a foundational grasp of the current landscape of AI technology, its dependencies, and how geopolitical tensions can ripple through the global tech ecosystem. Understanding the bedrock, semiconductor dependency. At the core of every AI system lies a chip, a semiconductor that powers the algorithms and data processing capabilities essential for AI to function. Taiwan stands as a titan in this realm, with its semiconductor foundries producing the most advanced chips in the world. This isn't just about powering your latest smartphone or laptop. These chips are the heartbeat of data centers, autonomous vehicles, and even the emerging Internet of Things devices that promise a future of interconnectedness. The fragility of global supply chains. The potential outbreak of conflict between Taiwan and China puts this vital supply chain at risk. Imagine a scenario where the flow of these critical components is suddenly halted or severely restricted. The immediate effect would be a slowdown in AI development globally. Industries relying on the continuous advancement and deployment of AI technologies could face delays, increased costs, or outright cessation of projects. Beyond semiconductors, the broader tech cold war. This conflict scenario also plays into a larger narrative of a US-China tech cold war. The battle for technological supremacy isn't just about chips, it's about the platforms, standards, and ecosystems that will define the future of global technology. A significant disruption in the semiconductor supply could exacerbate these tensions, leading to increased isolationism and protectionism. Research collaborations that span countries and continents, vital for the kind of breakthroughs that push AI forward, could be jeopardized as nations become more insular in their technological pursuits. wartime innovation, and strategic investment. However, history teaches us that necessity breeds innovation. The pressures of a military conflict could act as a catalyst for AI, driving both state and private sector investment in AI technologies for defense, logistics, and even cyber warfare. In this scenario, AI could evolve in ways we can't currently predict, propelled by the urgency and resource allocation that comes with national security concerns. Looking ahead, navigating uncertainty. The economic effects of a Taiwan-China war on AI are multifold and deeply interwoven with global technological progress and security. As we contemplate this possibility, it's crucial to consider not just the immediate impacts, but the long-term shifts in how AI is developed, deployed, and integrated into our global society. As listeners, it's essential to recognize the interconnectedness of these issues. The development of AI isn't just a technical challenge, it's a global endeavor that requires stability, collaboration, and a keen awareness of the geopolitical landscape that shapes it. The potential conflict between Taiwan and China serves as a stark reminder of the fragility of this balance and the need for a concerted effort to navigate the uncertain waters ahead. Now, let's delve into a tangible exploration of these concepts through a case study that sheds light on the potential economic effects on AI due to a Taiwan-China conflict. Our focus will be on the automotive industry, particularly the burgeoning sector of autonomous vehicles, AVS, which stands as a stark example of AI's reliance on semiconductor technology. The AV industry, a case study in semiconductor dependence. Autonomous vehicles represent one of the most advanced frontiers of AI application, relying heavily on semiconductors for everything from navigation and decision-making to sensor processing and connectivity. These vehicles are not just cars, they are data centers on wheels, crunching terabytes of information every hour to safely navigate the complexities of the real world. Impact of semiconductor shortages. Imagine a scenario where semiconductor production is disrupted due to escalating tensions between Taiwan and China. The immediate consequence for the AV industry would be a significant slowdown in production and development. Such vehicles require a plethora of specialized chips, and a shortage could delay the release of new models, increase costs, and potentially stall ongoing research into safer, more efficient autonomous systems. Broader implications, innovation and collaboration. The ripple effects extend beyond just production delays. A semiconductor shortage could cripple the collaborative efforts essential for AV advancements. The AV sector thrives on global collaboration, with companies across different continents sharing data, research, and innovations to push the boundaries of what's possible with autonomous technology. A geopolitical conflict that disrupts this collaboration could set back the industry by years, delaying the realization of fully autonomous vehicles. Opportunities amidst adversity. However, adversity often sparks innovation. Faced with semiconductor shortages, companies might accelerate the development of new chip technologies or alternative materials that reduce the industry's reliance on current semiconductor manufacturing hubs. This could also lead to a more diversified global supply chain, reducing the risk of future disruptions. Strategic shifts, the move towards localization. Another potential outcome is the increased emphasis on localizing production and supply chains. Companies might invest more heavily in developing domestic capabilities for semiconductor production or seek out new partnerships in less geopolitically sensitive areas. While such shifts won't happen overnight, the threat of disruption could be the catalyst needed for long-term strategic changes. Conclusion: navigating an uncertain future. The case of the AV industry highlights the profound implications a Taiwan-China conflict could have on the AI sector. It underscores the importance of semiconductor technology in driving AI advancements and the potential for significant setbacks in the face of geopolitical tensions. However, it also points to the resilience and adaptability of the tech industry, suggesting that while challenges may loom large, so too do opportunities for innovation and growth. In light of our deep dive into the complexities of AI's future amidst geopolitical tensions, I'd like to extend a personal invitation to you, our dedicated listeners. Join us on a journey beyond the podcast, where the exploration of artificial intelligence takes a more hands-on approach. Visit argoberlin.com/newsletter and subscribe to our newsletter. Here, you'll find an array of tips and tricks tailored for beginners in the world of AI, designed to enrich your understanding and application of this revolutionary technology. Whether you're looking to deepen your knowledge, stay updated on the latest trends, or explore AI's vast potential, our newsletter serves as your gateway to the forefront of AI exploration. As we venture further into the implications of our discussion today, I'd like to engage you, our listeners, in a more interactive manner. Reflecting on the economic effects of a potential Taiwan-China conflict on AI, consider the following question: how do you think industries other than automotive, such as healthcare or entertainment, might adapt to a significant semiconductor shortage? For those eager to delve deeper into this topic, I encourage you to explore the current landscape of semiconductor production and its global distribution. Understanding the intricacies of this supply chain can provide valuable insights into the broader implications of our discussion. Additionally, consider researching the role of alternative technologies and materials in semiconductor manufacturing, as this could be pivotal in mitigating the impact of shortages on AI development and application across various sectors. This exploration is not just about understanding the challenges, but also about envisioning the innovations and adaptations that could emerge from adversity. As we wrap up today's episode, let's revisit the key insights from our exploration into the economic effects of a potential Taiwan-China conflict on AI. This discussion has traversed the delicate interplay between geopolitics and technological advancement, highlighting the semiconductor industry's pivotal role in sustaining AI's growth. We've seen how a disruption in this sector could ripple across various industries, stalling innovation and forcing a re-evaluation of global supply chains. Moreover, our case study on autonomous vehicles illuminated the broader implications of such a conflict, demonstrating the interconnectedness of technological progress and international relations. Yet, amidst these challenges, we've also glimpsed the potential for innovation, adaptation, and strategic shifts that could not only mitigate the impact of these disruptions, but also pave the way for a more resilient future. In closing, it's clear that the path forward requires vigilance, collaboration, and a willingness to navigate the complexities of a rapidly evolving global landscape. The economic effects of a Taiwan-China conflict on AI are a stark reminder of the fragility of our current technological ecosystem and the need for a concerted effort to safeguard the future of AI development. Thank you for joining me on this insightful journey. Remember, the exploration of AI's potential is an ongoing adventure, one that we're navigating together. As we bring today's insightful discussion to a close, let me leave you with a thought from an influential mind in the realm of science and technology, Carl Sagan, who remarked, "We've arranged a civilization in which most crucial elements profoundly depend on science and technology." This quote elegantly captures the essence of our conversation today, highlighting the profound dependency of our modern civilization on the advancements in technology, such as AI, and the critical role of science in navigating the complex challenges posed by geopolitical tensions. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Your continued interest and engagement fuel our journey through the expansive and ever-evolving landscape of artificial intelligence, illuminating paths to not only understand its mechanics, but to grasp its implications for our collective future.